And then they sold it out, and it's been wallowed around. There's a doughboy plant there now. On the east new mill they built down there, they call it, that's Moho Rubber Company, making tires.
I saw that. Big plant.
Well, that was all Peking Wood products. You saw those big concrete stacks out there. That big, it's just one, I believe. They had two big Heine boilers in there. And they fired them with fuel off of that wood. They used.
What are those stacks for? What are those stacks are what?
Those stacks get rid of the smoke. Make the, there's a draft pull through there to make it burn good, see? That big old concrete stack.
Yeah.
I was there when they built it.
The chimneys?
Huh?
The chimneys?
Yeah. Same thing as the chimney.
Chimney stacks, that's what they call them?
Yeah. Just a regular smokestack. It just handles the smoke. And they put a couple of turbines in there making their own electricity. They're buying electricity from Arkansas Power and Light Company. And then they put in their own power plant. But they paid them enough money keep a hookup out there. In case something happened to their plant, they could switch over on it and go on to work. They stayed on Arkansas Power and Light, but they put in their own power plant. And made their own juice. I helped put that in there.
And you farmed some, you said?
Huh?
How long have you been here at the county courthouse?
I've been here about 5 years.
Did you work any before that?
Since I retired in the mill?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a job over at Southern Implement when they was over here on Walnut Street. That's John Deere dealer. Tractors and things. When I first got laid off and I was drawing unemployment, they wanted to change me around out there and give me a watch job. I'd been with them so long. I was at Chicago Mill then. And I'd been there 19 years. And they wanted to give me a watch job. And I said to the superintendent, I said, well, you haven't got opening for a watchman, have you? He said, no, but I can lay one off and give you the job. I said, well, what would that man be? And he said, well, I don't know. What do you do? We'll find something to do. I said, well, now listen. If you got to load somebody off to give me a watch job, just lay me off. I don't want anybody else's job. I said, he might be happy with that job, and I wouldn't be. If I took his job, I wouldn't be happy, would it? He said, well, if that's what you feel about it, we'll just do that. I said, well, that's the way I'd rather do it. Just fix it so I can draw unemployment for a while till I get my Social Security check coming in. Okay. And they did.